And NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has been listening in with us. Mara, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
He says that the president is still aiming for big, meaningful reform. But as Renee pointed out, some conservative Democrats aren't sure they want to go along. Is the president, based on your reporting, lowering his sights a little bit here?
I don't think he's lowering his sights. I think his goal is still the same as it's been all along, which is to somehow find a consensus so that some kind of health care reform can pass. He's got a big, big challenge tonight. Not only does he have to clear up the confusion about health care, as Robert Gibbs says, he has to give people a pretty clear idea about what they're going to get, what's going to happen to their own insurance if something passes. But he also really has to try to thread the needle and find a consensus inside his own party. Almost every Republican has taken themselves out of this debate. They're going to vote no. But inside the president's own party, there's a big, deep division, particularly about the public option. And there are liberal Democrats who say they won't vote for the bill if it doesn't have a public option. And there are conservative Democrats who say they won't vote for a bill if it has a robust Medicare-style public option. So tonight, he really has to thread the needle. And the White House has been very coy about exactly how he's going to do that.
When the president's press secretary doesn't make a veto threat there, he says, you know, we just want to get something that provides choice and competition. Is he essentially telling Democrats still, please, please agree amongst yourselves on something you can all vote for?
Sure. I think one of the things that the White House has been trying to do is to try to figure out where the center of this debate is inside their own party. That is exactly what you said. What kind of bill can get passed by both houses in the end? Now, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has said over and over again that no bill can pass the House of Representatives without a public option. But it's pretty clear to the White House at this point that a bill with a robust-style public option cannot get 60 votes in the Senate. What you have seen over the past couple of days is that I think that the center of the debate is moving away from that robust Medicare-style public option. You've got people as disparate as a conservative Democrat from Nebraska, Ben Nelson, and a liberal Democrat from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, saying nice things about a trigger that is a fallback public option. And you even have the number two Democrat in the House, Steny Hoyer, saying, although he is for a public option, he could vote for a bill without one.
Okay. Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson, one of our correspondents who will be listening tonight as President Obama addresses Congress and the nation on health care. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.